Kieran Burke with a C. Kieran Burke from kieranburke.ie joins me in the programme for our In the Garden slot every Friday around about this time, 12:05, and we're spot on again. How are you?
I'm very well, Johnny. Very good. Summer's here.
Summer, well, sort of. Some days, sort of, yeah. Some days it is, and then some days we're going back again to, well, a heavy winter.
Exactly.
It's kind of, the weather's been really unpredictable this week. You know, it's been sunshine, it's been rain, and it's been quite breezy at times as well.
It has. I mean, we've had a... yesterday was quite a nice day, but you just never know what the weather's going to do at this time of year. I mean, as you say, it can be winter 1 hour, summer the next, so you still have to be careful, don't you?
Okay, when you're downtown and passing by gardening shops, you see a lot of summer plants for sale out there in the shops now. Should this weekend, we say, the May Bank Holiday weekend, be a good time for planting some of these?
Well, you're absolutely right. You're seeing the plants on sale everywhere, and I would say to anyone this weekend, hold off on planting out those summer plants, because as we were just saying, the weather is so unpredictable, and although you might go out if it's a bit of a sunshine and it'll feel quite warm, you can still get frost this time of year. I remember a few years ago even seeing snow in May, so
yeah.
Although it's very tempting to see all these racks of lovely healthy looking plants offered for sale in the garden centres and even in the supermarkets, still hold off. Don't plant them out just yet, because you really want to wait until really the end of May or even the first weekend of June before putting out those tender summer plants.
Okay, there were probably a lot of people listening to us today that were planning on doing just that this weekend, and now it's, oh God, he's after putting a bummer on it. But there's a lot more things you can be doing in your garden.
Absolutely. I mean, when we get to this time of year, we're just hoping, you know, for the summer to come along and get some, you know, that extra bit of colour which the summer plants do give us. And get the ground ready at this time of year. It's absolutely a great time of year for doing that. So if you have a bed maybe which you normally put your summer plants in, or if you're going to do containers and things like that, get them ready, get the old containers cleaned out. If you have the beds there, maybe fork them over, take the weeds out, even put in a little bit of fertiliser into the beds or a bit of compost, get them ready for planting out in a couple of weeks' time. Be prepared for that. Even if you have somewhere like a tunnel or a greenhouse, you might buy some of the plants, particularly if you're going to do containers for around the house or even hanging baskets, things like that. You could buy the plants now, plant them in the containers, but keep the containers in the tunnel. And then that means by the end of the month, when hopefully the weather has warmed up, and basically you're saying the danger of frost is really past at the end of May, that's the time when to plant them out.
What about planting, we'd say, vegetable plants then?
Yeah, lots of vegetable plants can go out and there's no problem doing that. But for the more tender plants, things like, say, tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, they're on sale at the minute. They will not be planted out. In fact, I find living in the west of Ireland, things like tomato plants and cucumbers don't do well outside most years. Mm. And they're better again if you have a tunnel or a glass house to plant those in. But even in the tunnel and the glass house, if you're planting out tomato plants and cucumber plants, they don't just dislike frost, they dislike cold. And if the temperature goes below about 6 or 7 degrees Celsius at night time, they suffer. So what we do each night before we go to bed, we tuck in our tomato plants. Mm. And what I have there in front of me, Johnny, you see this?
It looks like a mesh.
Like a light net curtain material. This is what we call horticultural fleece.
Okay.
And you can feel it there, it's very, very light.
Horticultural fleece. If you didn't tell me what that was, you know what I was going to say? That's something from a communion dress.
Well, it's that time of year, but no, yeah. I haven't ripped somebody's communion dress. That's just a bit of horticultural fleece. And what that does, I can lay that directly on the plants. So I've got a bit of a flower stem in here. And if you just lay that on the top of the flower, you can see it doesn't damage it in any way.
No, it doesn't. It's
weightless. Very, very light. Yeah. And it gives it some temperature protection for the flowers or even for the vegetable
plants from the frost.
So it gives them 2 or 3 degrees and also keeps the wind off. So what we use this for, even in the tunnels at this time of year, as I say, we close up the tunnels at the night time and we cover over the tomato plants and the cucumber plants, anything which is a little bit tender, with this fleece, just so if the temperature does drop to kind of 6-7 degrees or so, it's keeping them a little bit higher, a little bit warmer for them.
Okay, I'm sure there are people saying, okay, that's a good idea, what he's showing Johnny Houston right there now. Two things. Is it expensive? Does it come in a roll?
It comes in a roll or in a pack where it's just folded up like a sheet.
Yeah.
And there are various lengths available. They're not very dear. Well, packet of that, but might cost you, it depends on the size of the roll, anything from kind of a few euro up to 10 or 12 euro.
But the great thing about that, Kieran, is that's reusable.
It's reusable again and again. And if you buy a number of tomato plants and they get killed by the cold,
yeah,
I mean, you have to start again.
That's
You've
true.
Wasted your money. So it's a good investment in insurance. And I would even use it outside in the garden at this time of year. So particularly if I'm growing something in the polythene tunnel and I'm transplanting it outside, the plants don't like the shock from the warmth and, if you like, the wind-free environment of the tunnel, and then we put them out into the wind outside, they do get quite a shock. So what we do is we cover over the beds, certainly for the first couple of weeks, while the plants are planted out. So even quite hardy plants like salads, lettuces and things like that will be covered over with this fleece, and it means that the transplant, or if you like, the trauma of the transplant for them is reduced by having that. So it is a very good investment, and all the garden centres, I'm sure, will have it in stock at the moment.
Okay, I've seen some people already at this time of year putting out some hanging baskets that they bought at a garden centre in the town. They're hanging, they look lovely, you know, they look lovely when you put them up first, and but there's wind and rain out there, and I mean, I passed by those hanging baskets today and there were a few flowers less in the baskets.
Exactly, yeah.
So what's the story there?
Yeah, well, again, the plants which are mainly used in hanging baskets are plants which don't like cold and frost, and they don't like wind. The nurseries are growing those in greenhouses, and in that protected environment. Now, people go, I worked in garden centres years ago, so I know exactly what the pressure on the garden centres. People are saying, can I get my hanging baskets now? I've got a communion coming up and we want to have the place looking nice.
Oh, we're not waiting.
The communion's this weekend, we need the hanging baskets, but it's not good for the plants. So if you have got the hanging baskets early and you really can't wait and you want them up for a communion or something like that, well, put them up for the day. Hopefully you get good weather for your communion celebrations, and then maybe take them down. If you have a tunnel or a greenhouse or even a glass porchway, bring them in, certainly for the night time. Failing that, what you do maybe is take them down and you put them in somewhere sunny and sheltered, and at night time use this horticultural fleece and cover over those plants over in the night time so they don't get any frost.
Okay. If I wasn't one of the people who bought, example now, we've hanging baskets in our house. They're not up yet. All the plants from last year are gone from them. The baskets are empty now, so we're going to start from scratch now.
Yeah.
And you were saying there that sometimes, you know, the plants that they put in these hanging baskets, the people want there and then and won't wait, maybe not be the most suitable plants, we'd say, for them, flowering plants. But if we were to start from scratch today and I wanted to, okay, there's my hanging basket at home now, and I want to put in a plant that is suitable.
Yeah.
So what am I looking for?
Okay, well, a lot of the plants which are in the hanging baskets are suitable.
Right.
It's just that it's too early for them.
Okay,
that's the thing. So if you go to the garden centre and you get things like petunias, trailing geraniums, trailing fuchsias, they're all brilliant and they're fantastic hanging basket plants. Put in a bit of trailing lobelia for the blue or the mixed kind of pastel colours going in and you'll have a wonderful hanging basket through the summer. No problem. But it's just too early. So what I would say to you, Johnny, don't do it this weekend. There's your excuse.
Yeah.
Yes, Kieran said it's too early. Not unless you've got a greenhouse or a tunnel. And so hold off on it. And then get the plants in a few weeks' time when there's less danger of frost at night time. But if you go to the garden centres, there's a multitude of choice of plants to pick from, which are absolutely suitable for the hanging baskets.
Okay. Just same all things gardening at the moment. Last week, or the week before last, I put out some of the, I was talking to you about this, the fertiliser in the garden, and like it told me to do on the box, and the grass seed as well, and it's fine, and it seems to be coming up slowly, not great, in the back garden. I haven't done the front, and the reason being, because at the front of our house, it's very, very breezy, and I don't want to be kind of putting down grass seed, and for the wind to blow it all into one section.
Yeah, that's
going to happen. But it's not too, Is there a stop date for planting grass seed?
There isn't really. The garden books might say, oh, don't do it during summer.
Yeah.
But that's assuming that you have a dry summer.
Yeah.
In the west of Ireland, there's usually no problem sowing grass seed at any time during the summer because you have enough moisture, enough rain for it. So, in fact, it's been quite a dry spell, really, the last few weeks. But it's also been cold, and that's maybe why your grass seed is a little bit slow. If it is windy and you need to scatter the grass seed, just hold it down really low. As if
okay.
I got feeding chickens.
Another question I got during the week to ask you, and I should have asked you this before we started this conversation, Rita, and that is about, what is your take, Kieran, about feeding plants indoor, like, you know, your indoor plants, feeding the plants.
Well, they need this nutrients, just like plants outside. It's very important to give them some fertilizer. And it's around this time of year, really, when you're going to start feeding them. So if I have indoor plants, actually what we did with some of them during the week is we repotted them into a bit of fresh compost. Or if you've done that last year, what you need to do maybe is the top end of an inch or two of the compost, scoop that away, the old compost, and put a bit of fresh compost on the top.
Right.
And then every week or every fortnight, you can get even something like tomato feed or seaweed fertilizer from the garden centre. And you make up that as the packet tells you, the recommended rate. And you water that on once a week or once every 10 days. And that gives the plants, if you like, the nutrients so they can keep growing. And then you'll stop it in about September.
Okay, Rita, have you heard about this one? And I used to try this at home. Sometimes you put some sugar to water and put it into the plants.
No.
I used to, yeah.
I never heard that.
He's probably going to tell me that's what you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And the other thing was, what was it, the sugar and the water? There was another one as well. I can't think of it in a second. I'll come to me. Sugar and water is one.
Sugar and water people often use with cut flowers.
Yeah.
So if you have them in a vase in water. And see, the thing, a growing plant which has leaves is making its own sugar. It uses the sunlight to do that, and it takes water in from its root, carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, and through this process of photosynthesis, it makes sugar.
Yeah. Oh,
but when you cut off a plant, it's reminding you of your school days. So when you cut a flower or cut a shoot and you put them in water, they basically don't have that same ability. Mm. So to keep them going a bit longer, you dilute the sugar in, and that's, you're basically giving them some glucose to keep them fresher
for longer.
The
other thing I was trying to think of there that's coming to me now is tea bag. Some people squeeze the tea bag into the
into the clay. I don't know if there's any huge benefit on that. Yeah. Some people say there is. There may be something in the tea which helps, but it certainly doesn't do any harm.
No.
And I remember people years ago used to always say that the best roses in the garden were always that bit where they used to throw the tea leaves out from the back of the house.
Yeah.
And but it is a bit of organic matter. It was green leaves, like leaves. It was the tea was anyway, so it certainly does no harm, and it's a good way of getting rid of the tea bags.
Are you into your gardening, Rita?
No, but I've only kind of started doing bits this year. I have a little bit of rockery down the end of the garden that I started. So I chewed up daffodils and lavender in it and some primroses.
That's very good.
So I was very proud of my tulips. They came up gorgeous. My mother reckons Johnny Houston, he's off again.
Go on.
Mam reckons I've green fingers because they all just took off for me.
Well, you were very keen when we brought in the stems like of the dogwood, the Cornus alba.
Oh, my dog.
Remember you stuck that in the ground and is it growing?
Yeah.
Very good. So she does have green fingers.
Just to remind everyone of that, because Kieran had a branch of dogwood in and he said, if you just stick that in the ground, it'll grow.
What is that?
And he said, you don't need any growth hormone or anything on it. And I brought it home and I said to my husband, Kieran was in today from the garden show and he said, just stick that in the ground, it'll grow. And Cam goes, no, it won't grow, you need to add growth hormone. And I said, well, you're wrong. So I said, right, I'm going to prove you're wrong. So I went down the garden, I literally just stuck it in the ground. And now there's all leaves and everything coming
it's
out.
Growing. That's great. Some plants don't need it, and dogwoods are very easy.
What have you got with you?
Well, you're always getting a little bit peckish at this time of the day, Johnny.
Oh,
oh my God. And
so
I know Richard's
something to eat.
I knew she would say no.
So, pick one of those. That's something I cooked for you.
No, I'm not going to eat it.
Before
you're
I left.
What is
something to eat. Have some.
Did you cook
don't
it
really? Tell
yeah, I cooked
it
fresh for you, especially this morning.
Don't tell them what it is, please.
Don't tell me that it's rat done or something.
Oh, not at all. We wouldn't do that to you.
No, it's like dead spiders.
What?
Yeah, he's frightened of spiders, Kieran.
No, it has nothing to do with spiders, don't worry.
No. I don't know what it is.
What is
it? Rita, go on, it's like a sweet.
No,
like
no, no, you're lying to me. No, Johnny.
No, it's not plenty.
Johnny, come with
me. I'm gonna have another one.
Well, let her have one, yeah.
I'm not going to eat them, I'll smell them.
Try them. They're a little savoury snack.
No, seriously,
a healthy snappy snack.
It's an actual biscuit or something, yeah. Yeah, it's better than them. I can tell you they're nice.
Nice. No, but you know what you've just eaten, Johnny?
I can't do it.
You've eaten this. It's a yellow flower.
That's a pissy bed.
A pissy bed. A dandelion.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no!
Anne, get out the night!
Am I going to be up all night?
No, well, I you're certainly not going to wet the bed. No, you'll be quiet. Well, I can't answer that question quite accurately for you, Johnny. But you won't wet the bed, that's true.
Oh, look.
The dandelion, Johnny, I can tell you for certain that when we had them for a little snack before going to bed the other night, and the bed was completely dry when we woke up. No problem at all.
trying to kill me. I'd just like to say that if anybody has any bibs, they could be it's Johnny Houston. Oh, he's just made a mess of himself.
Yeah, he was washing down the dandelion with a cup of tea and he's made a bit of a dribble.
I'd be up all night. Sorry, Kieran.
Oh dear. Well, the effects of dandelions on yourself are, Johnny, I think you better maybe stay away from them.
Well, how did you get the dandelion to look like this?
Well, we just we picked the dandelion.
I should have asked you.
Have it there.
God, when I'm looking at them now, they are dandelions.
They are dandelions. What we do is we picked it from the garden and we take off the green leaves from the back of the flower. And we dipped them in a mixture of flour and spices, like cumin and coriander. And we fried them in a little bit of oil, and just for a couple of minutes. And nice tasty snack afterwards.
Oh my God. Oh God. Take this place away from me. I don't want to be up all night. Okay, Kieran. That's all we've got time for. That has been an interesting conversation.
24 hours a day. On 102.9 FM, this is CRCFM.